Tonight, on behalf of the North Hollywood Building Fund for the YM and YWCA, Lieber Brothers Company presents The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope and his special guest, Peter Lorre.
Thank you, relatives. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob broadcasting from North Hollywood, California, for the YMCA's Building Fund Hope, telling you whether you're an office boy or a vice president, to use Pepsodent, you won't have any trouble getting dated because your teeth will be well-mated, they'll never be gold-plated, shaded, or like me and get faded. Well, we're broadcasting tonight from North Hollywood. It's called North Hollywood because it's 6 miles east of Hollywood. I'm an old North Hollywood resident. I moved here 8 years ago when I was ordered out of Beverly Hills for pouring acid on Dottie Lamour's safety pin. And I had a big reception when I returned to my neighborhood. I was met by a 30-piece brass band. Well, not exactly 30 pieces, 15. Well, not exactly 15 pieces. It was more like six. Well, not exactly a brass band. Two guys were fixing the sewers and banging the pipes. But I love it here. North Hollywood is my home. Ah, home. Be it ever so humble, it's 8 to 5. The Bank of America owns it. I live right next to the Lakeside Golf Course, and it's very confusing being so close to the links. Just this morning, I thought I was eating an egg until I turned it over and saw Spalding stamped on it. I'll take a box of green ones. And a lot of movie stars live in North Hollywood. On a moonlight night, you can see Peter Lorre standing in front of the lake howling at his reflection. And the big stars in Hollywood don't like to be bothered, so they put a fence around my house. And Sinatra lives here and loves it. Why, he's so sentimental, he says every time he returns, a throat comes up in his lump. I can see him exercising every morning. He does push-ups until he finally stands up. And he's helping with the YMCA drive. He strolled down Lancashire Boulevard without a shirt this morning, and 3,000 people signed up for the gym class. Betty Grable moved next door to me last month. For 2 weeks, I complained about the noise her dog was making. Then I found out it was my echo. But we're doing this show to aid the Y Building Fund. When I was young, I belonged to the Y, and I used to beat up all the other kids. Of course, when I got a little older, they made me join the YMCA. When I was a kid, I used to be so weak, I had to blow up my bubble gum with a bicycle pump. Picture that. You're through with it? So am I. Anyway. And I weighed so little when I played with my yo-yo, the yo-yo would stand still, and I would go up and down. I was strong. You've seen that huge arm holding the hammer on a box of bicarbonate? Well, I posed for the third fizz on the Alka-Seltzer bottle. But I wanted to help out with the publicity for this show, so I posed in a gym suit in front of the wives. Two old ladies were standing in the crowd. One looked at my muscles, then she turned to the other and said, "Isn't California wonderful, Agnes? In 2 more months, those avocados will be ripe."
Poor Miriam, poor Miriam, neglected using Irium. Sword, sing, and smile, had no winning style.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Oh, no.
Not you.
Let's go.
So, folks, don't be like Miriam. Use Irium.
The first time you try the new improved Pepsodent toothpaste, something wonderful happens to you. Your teeth look so radiantly bright. Your whole mouth feels so gloriously clean. For this new Pepsodent with Irium cleans in a way no other toothpaste can. You notice first its difference in taste. This new Pepsodent has a cleaner, brighter taste. That means cleaner, brighter teeth. Next, you feel the difference in the way it cleans. This new Pepsodent contains more Irium, so it gives an abundance of invigorating foam. It cleans in between and around your teeth better, and cleans your breath better, too. Remember, Pepsodent alone among toothpaste gives you this active irium foam. It sweeps dulling film away, uncovers the natural brilliance of your smile. Let your taste tell you, let your mirror show you that something wonderful happens the moment you change to this new Pepsodent toothpaste with irium.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using irium. So her singing smile has a grinning style.
I don't know why I love you like I do.
But I do.
I don't know why.
Her smile's really great.
So folks, just be like Miriam. Use Irium.
And now our guest singer of the evening, because of her fine work on two previous shows with us this season, we made a special effort to bring back the Lilton Miss Martha Tilton, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you love me just as much as ever? Do you dream about me night and day? Do you want each kiss to last forever? Tell me what I long to hear you say. Do you miss me just as much as ever? Do you need me more than words can tell? Do you hope our paths will never sever? When you stop beside a wishing well, this is heavenly. Now I know that dreams come true. You're the one for me. Cross your heart and tell me I'm the only one. What your eyes have told me from the start. Do you love me just as much as ever? That's the way that I love you, sweetheart. That's the way that I love you,
the Gold Mine Special. Beautiful. That was Miss Martha Tilton, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Ably assisted by Desi Arnaz and his Banana Boat Symphony. And the number? Do You Love Me Just As Much As Ever? Dedicated to Crosby and His Wallet. That was very nice.
Well, thank you, Bob.
Martha, I'd like to get some advice to help Desi Arnaz. What do you do for your voice?
Oh, Bob, all singers take good care of their voices. They spray their throats and that sort of thing.
Oh, well, Desi tried that. The chili got through all right, but the beans always clogged up his atomizer. Well, thank you, Martha Tilton. There's really a gal.
Oh,
well, Miss Vera Vey. Oh, she's so pretty. Miss Vera Vey, the society hostess of Griffith Park.
Well, Mr. Hope, nature's question mark.
Just a second. You know, Miss Vague, you know, we're broadcasting from my own neighborhood tonight.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell. The audience looked relatively the same.
Well, naturally, same relatives. But my neighbors really cooked up a fine reception for me, didn't they? Did you see all those welcome home signs?
You read them wrong, Mr. Hope. They said welcome ham.
Stop that. You saw my friends when they came backstage to say hello and slap me on the back.
Slap you on the back?
That's right.
Quite a few midgets among them, weren't there?
You're getting real frisky since the new crop of alfalfa came in, aren't you, huh? Well, what have you been doing here, Miss Vague?
Well, all the big movie stars who live here in North Hollywood have invited me to a housewarming.
Oh, that's funny. They didn't invite me.
Well, don't worry about it, Mr. Hope. You'll be there. We're setting fire to your house.
I'll bring that egg along and you can fry it. So you've met some of the actors who live here, Miss Vane.
Oh, yes. And you know, the minute they saw me, they went wild. Simply wild.
Really?
Mr. Hope, what is it that I've got that fascinates men?
I don't know, Miss Vane, but whatever it is, you've only got it in the trial size.
Antiquated almond head, yeah. How can your mouth be so lippy when your brain has been suspended for a year? Editor, I want to congratulate you, Mr. Hope. I just heard that you've been made editor of Woman's Magazine for this month.
Oh, yeah, that's true, Miss Vague. Thank you. You know, they decided for this month's editor they'd like to step out of their own sex.
Gracious, they must have stumbled. What do you know about women, Mr. Hope?
Well, my mother was a woman.
Yes, poor thing, and I'll bet she expected a baby.
Well, you know, we're here for the Y Recreational Building Fund, Miss Vane. Come on, I'll take you over and show you the new Y building. Look. There's the building now. That's the contractor out in front.
All right, you men. Lift those steel girders into place. Start pouring that cement. Let's get all those planks over here. Start lining up those bricks. Okay, men. Now hammer those boards into place. Let's get that flax to mix. Then start putting those fixtures in.
What's next?
Who knows? This is my first job.
Professor Colonna, where? Colonna, what do you know about building anyway?
Plenty, Hope, once I built a whole factory out of spaghetti.
You built a whole factory out of spaghetti? What did they make in the factory?
Meatballs.
Colonna, you've got spaghetti and meatballs on your brain.
Yes, it saves carrying a lunchbox.
Professor, I don't think you've had any construction experience at all.
Oh, don't worry. Really, I'm a great mathematical engineer, the best in the world.
Now, look, Colonna, if you're such a great mathematical engineer, you can answer this little problem. In a building of 28 stories containing 13 cubic feet in each room below 14 and 14 cubic feet in each room above 13 with 25% masonry, 18% aged lumber, and 57% steel, what would be the stress in cubic pound inches on the number 61 girder?
Pardon?
I said, if you're such a great mathematical engineer, answer this problem. In a building of 28 stories...
I heard that. Can't you give it to me in apples?
Colonna, how can you be so stupid?
I take shots.
Oh, Professor, I knew you had no knowledge of engineering.
Ah, but I do. It's just that my technique on this building is unusual. The kids want to dance, and the dance floor had to be on the top of the building, so I built that first.
You built the top floor first? Colonna, that's not logical.
Logical, smogical. They're dancing up there now.
Colonna, what are these walls made of?
Beaver board.
Well, how come they're so lumpy?
Real beavers.
Well, tell me, Colonna, do you morons have a third party?
That's a silly question for our candidate to ask. Dad, Hope, it's time for me to go down the block and wash the windows at the YWCA. It's part of my job.
Now, wait a minute, Colonna. That's ridiculous. Why should they make a big contractor like you wash windows on the YWCA?
I don't ask questions. I just have fun.
Before you go, Professor, how about showing us around?
Okay. Well, right here are the Goodminton courts.
Goodminton? Colonna, it's badminton. Badminton.
Please, Hope, some folks like the game. Why knock it? After all, Hope, Joe Schlunk the Midget likes the game.
Joe Schlunk the Midget? Who's he?
Well, he's the little guy who rides around on Henry Wallace's shoulder.
Well, what about it?
Every time they get near a microphone, Joe nudges him and says, "Go ahead, Hank. Tell him."
You know, Colonna. Colonna, you're an idiot's dream.
Sleep tight.
The building completed, Professor.
Oh, it's all finished now, but I'm having trouble.
Well, it looks fine to me. What's wrong?
They didn't buy a lot yet.
Loner, that's ridiculous. How could the building stand if it wasn't on a lot?
I knew it and you knew it, but the building didn't.
Thank you, Mr. Fairbank and Professor Colonna. Here's Jesse.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchid, blooming in the patio, soft as her stars and the strum of guitars make every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. And the strum of guitar, sweet music starts to fill the air. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete.
How long since you've seen sparkle in your smile? The moment you change to the new improved Pepsodent toothpaste, you'll see something wonderful happen. Your teeth will shine radiantly bright. Your whole mouth feel tingling clean. For this new Pepsodent with Arium is different from other toothpaste you've tried. You notice first its difference in taste. It has a cleaner, brighter taste that means cleaner, brighter teeth. Next, you feel the difference in the way it cleans. For this new Pepsodent has more Arium, the exclusive cleansing ingredient that Pepsodent alone contains. It gives an abundance of active Arium foam, sweeps dulling film away, brings new brightness to your teeth. Try this new improved Pepsodent toothpaste with Arium. See something wonderful happen to your smile. Remember to listen to next week's show when we'll announce the Chevrolet winners of the sixth and final week's My Favorite Brunette Contest.
Dear Miriam, sweet Miriam, now she's using Arium. Sore thing and smile has that winning style. So folks, just be like Miriam, use Arium.
Thank you. As our special guest tonight, we have one of Hollywood's outstanding screen menaces. This guy not only steals every scene he plays in, he kills everybody just to make sure. He's sinister, he's ruthless, but he's lovable. Your favorite and mine, Peter Lorre, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Mr. Hope.
Why do you call me Mr. Hope?
I don't like to get too familiar with my victims.
Are you trying to frighten a guy who drives through Cahuenga Pass every day? You know, On a flat. You know, Peter, I've always admired the way you commit a crime.
Thank you, Bob, and I've always admired your programs, too.
You better be careful, Peter, or I'll tell.
You'll tell what?
I'll tell Boris Karloff you take hemo.
Please, Bob, I don't want people to get the wrong idea of me. You know, all that intrigue and gruesomeness is just a character in the movies.
Yeah, then why can't I pay you the regular way? Why do I have to meet you at the graveyard at midnight and throw it over the wall?
Well, I figured it would be more convenient. That way you could give Joe Miller his cut at the same time.
Watch your language. I can always replace you with an iodine label. Say, what makes you talk that way? With that voice, you ought to be on mystery programs.
This isn't a mystery program.
It used to be, but the vice presidents gave up. Tell me, why do you always talk with that low voice that way?
Why? I was born in a library. In fact, I had to stay there for 6 months.
How come?
My father lost his card. Really, Bob, I don't understand. Why do I frighten women? I think I speak quite softly and gently.
That's just it. That voice, it's scary. Why do you always whisper like that?
I can't help it. I used to sell butter during the war.
Well, tell me, how'd you like working with me and my favorite brunette, Peter?
Oh, I liked it very much. I liked you. I'm easy to get along with. You know that, Bob.
Yeah, you're easy to get along with. You either like someone or they're not there anymore. Tell me, Peter, where'd you learn how to throw knives the way you did in Favorite Brunette?
Well, you see, Bob, I used to play baseball.
Oh, you were a pitcher?
Oh, no. When a crowd yelled, "Kill the umpire," I came out and did it.
Boy, I bet you were a smash in Brooklyn. Well, that voice you have is wonderful, but you really should be on a program like Inner Sanctum. I'll tell you what, let's do our version of Inner Sanctum. A little creep music, Desi. Gee, here I am driving along a lonely country road. What a rainstorm. The rain is really pouring down. Gee, I'm getting lonesome. I'd sure like to pick somebody up. At this point, I'd even settle for a man. Boy, what luck. There's a hitchhiker up ahead. What a weird-looking fella. He's carrying two pistols, a machine gun, a wire noose, and a blood-stained dagger. I'll pick him up. He'll be protection in case I run into any suspicious characters. Hey, you want a lift, mister?
Yes, certainly. What do you think I'm doing with my thumb in the air? Drying nail polish, huh?
Well, hop in.
Fine. I'll just put my suitcase in the bag.
Say, that's a pretty big suitcase. What do you got in it?
I don't know. We weren't introduced.
Some night, huh?
I like rain. Rain, rain, and more rain. When the skies are dark and there's thunder and lightning and it pours, I feel wonderful.
What part of Santa Monica are you from, Bob?
Do not toy with me. I feel very depressed tonight.
Oh, well, cheer up. It's a lonely road. Maybe we'll come across a double suicide or a train wreck or something. I'll turn the radio on. Maybe that'll help.
Again, with advice to the lovesick.
Shh, I've got my favorite program.
Now, here's a letter from a suffering girl. She says, "I'm deeply in love with a boy named Joe. He loves me, too. His parents are willing to let us get married. I'm sure we could be very happy. What should I tell my husband?" Now, here, girls, here's some helpful hints. I'm sure you...
Excuse me, Miss Fairfax, but here's a special announcement. Calling all cars, calling all cars. Be on the lookout for a mad killer. Remember, this murderer is ruthless, man. He's ruthless. I know, I got Ruth right here.
Well,
car 47. Calling car 47. Wipe off your windshield. Somebody is stealing your radiator cap. Remember all cars. This murderer has killed 10 people. And when last seen, he had 7 guns, 5 pairs of brass knuckles, and 6 knives. Approach this man with caution. He may have a mean streak in him. If you see him, you know what to do.
What?
Run!
Oh, so you're the insane killer.
Yeah, take it easy. Can't a man have a hobby?
Gee, the mad killer. What made you mad?
You ask me that. You. I'll tell you what drove me mad. It's those jingles. Those favorite brunette jingles. I send in thousands of those jingles. What happened? Nothing. I didn't win a Chevrolet. I didn't win a Frigidaire. I didn't hear anything from anybody.
Have you got a handkerchief?
No.
Have you got a handkerchief?
No.
See, I never get anything.
Well, that's a shame. Are you sure you abided by the rules of the contest?
I send in box tubs by the millions. I even tore off the top of my neighborhood druggist and send it in.
Well, don't give up. They still haven't announced the winners for the last week.
Yes, but the suspense, it's killing me. I can't eat anymore. I can't sleep anymore.
You can't sleep? Why don't you try counting sheep?
It's no use when I close my eyes and count sheep. They're all driving Chevrolets. I can't understand it. Oh, why I send in such wonderful jingles. Listen to this one. My favorite brunette is gone for good. She poked her head over the fence while I was chopping wood.
Oh.
Am I crowding you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I like sitting out here in the fender. Uh-oh. Looks like you're a dead pigeon. There's a roadblock up ahead. Uh-huh. I'd better slow down.
Keep going, you fool.
Stop! Stop! We got you now, Laurie. You're through.
Cologne, I can't stop. He's got a gun to my head. What'll I do?
Want to sell your car?
You are through, Hope. I'm going to shoot you through your head several times and kill you.
No, don't. I'll get you a Chevrolet. I'll do anything to get you a Chevrolet. I'll steal one for Madman Munch. Don't do anything. I'll steal one.
You'll steal one?
Yes. Oh! Peter, why did you shoot me?
Because I can't stand the crook.
Thank you very much, Peter Laurie and Martha Tilton. Next week, we have Jerry Sullivan and our good friend Clark Dennis with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we've enjoyed doing this show tonight. And I think every American should thank the YM and YWCA for doing so much for our nation by doing so much for our nation's youngsters. Next Tuesday, we'll be at the Paramount Theater in Amarillo, Texas, on behalf of the Amarillo Boys Ranch. And folks, while we're plugging for today's small fry, the kids who will be tomorrow's big fry, let's get hep to the crisis in our schools. Many of our schools are understaffed and overcrowded, and many of our teachers underpaid and overworked. And many a family studying the 1947 automobile has a youngster studying a 1927 textbook. If you don't believe there's a crisis in our schools, look at the figures. 350,000 experienced teachers have quit in the past 5 years. And it's our own fault because we expect teacher to be an underpaid superwoman who can take a rundown school and a worn-out textbook and turn our bubblegum chores into Shakespeare's and Einstein's. Let's not kid ourselves. Our educational system is in trouble, and our schools need all the help we can offer. And, mister, Uncle Sam needs everything those schools have to offer. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.